Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy, and most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth.com/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%. Hello, America, and happy Tuesday. We've got a great show for you. This week will be a best of the John Solomon Reports podcast from this year. Hope you enjoy some of our favorite handpicked interviews. The man that will oversee the House Oversight Committee when Republicans take over in January, Congressman James Comer, is in the House. We're going to have a very powerful conversation about what his staff is working on, where it goes in the Hunter Biden investigation, and what other things are at the top of his priority list. And then he is a voice of reason in a sea of insanity in Washington, always working to protect the American taxpayer, to shrink government, protect liberty. And he's always got solutions too. It isn't just about highlighting what's wrong. He's always on the front lines offering a solution. He is Congressman Ralph Norman from the great state of South Carolina. We'll be right back after hearing from our great partner sponsors and advertisers. Folks, eat stress-free this spring. How? With Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. That's great for a busy person like me. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your Springtown goals. Why do I use Factor Meals? Well, it's real simple. I'm busy, but I want to eat healthy. And if it only takes you 2 minutes, I'm all in on healthy eating. And the best part is that Factor Meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. All you got to do is simply heat and savor the good stuff. Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. I love asparagus. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50 and use the code justnews50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That code, one more time, is justnews50 at factormeals.com/justnews50. What are you going to do? You're going to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. That's a great deal. One more time. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50. Use the promo code justnews50 for half off your first order. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain. And you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code justnews15. That's the promo code justnews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. All right, folks, welcome back for the commercial break. As promised, the man who will oversee the House Oversight Committee when Republicans take over Congress in January is joining us right now, Congressman James Comer from the great state of Kentucky. Congressman, what an honor to have you on the show today.
It's a pleasure to be with you, John.
We have a little bit of a spot hook. It looks like some of the news media are catching up to what you and I and others have known for quite some time. But CBS News this morning declaring that its own data experts have authenticated the Hunter Biden laptop. Interesting belated moment, but probably a sign that maybe the mainstream media realizes they can't ignore this anymore, right?
Well, they better realize it, because after the press conference Thursday, when I thought the House Oversight Committee laid out very well the evidence of wrongdoing from Hunter Biden, the evidence that would lead one to believe that Joe Biden benefited from it. This weekend, the mainstream media has gone overboard in, you know, questioning whether the information we had was legitimate, that they started off the laptop was Russian disinformation, and then they altered it this weekend to say, well, it's probably been tampered with and some files have been added. Now CBS came out, just like what you've been saying for months, John, that this is, in fact, authentic and has not been altered any.
Yeah, certainly every email that we've done, we've been able to authenticate every time we write a story. And of course, we also had the FBI's handwriting expert confirm that the signature on the repair shop sheet was, in fact, Hunter Biden's signature. So we have a lot of degree of confidence there, but it's pretty extraordinary the machinations that the media has gone through to try to distract, in some cases, I guess, delay. But all throughout this time, you stay steadfast on the facts. And I think as we educate the public more, the facts are pretty shocking in terms of how much the Biden family got rich by just selling access, right? At the end of the day, this is really a selling access corruption scandal at its core. Is that correct, sir?
That is correct. Hunter Biden wasn't manufacturing anything. He wasn't licensed to sell anything. He wasn't licensed to be a legitimate lobbyist or foreign agent. So what was the Biden family business? The Biden family business has been influence peddling. That's what it's been for the past decade. They have made money off, quote, the family. So many emails and text messages prove that their whole business model and the reason that any client should pay them money was to have access to Joe Biden and to have access to government at the highest level. So, you know, this is wrong. This is corruption. At the very least, the American people need to know that Joe Biden blatantly lied about having any knowledge of Hunter's business dealings. More so, he was involved in Hunter's business dealings. The people that he said he never met, we produced pictures of him meeting with them. So, you know, this is something I think if the mainstream media spent more time reporting the facts, I think everyone in America would want a credible investigation of any potential wrongdoing, because they need to know and they can make their own judgment. Was Joe Biden compromised by China? Is that why we have an America Last energy policy in the United States? Is that why we're having to beg OPEC for more oil production? You know, because he was receiving millions of dollars from China to try to help China start taking ownership in the American energy industry. These are things the American people need to know, and then they can base their decisions moving forward on whether or not they trust anything out of not just this White House, but the mainstream media that's been defending Joe and Hunter Biden.
You have done so much work even in advance of taking over the committee. And one of the things you get a sense of is that the FBI has kind of generally known what was going on. Going back to 16, I think they got some of Hunter Biden's documents originally in 16 in a related case with his business partner, Devin Archer. Certainly in 18, then 19, the laptop comes. The Justice Department and the FBI's conduct, what role does that play in your inquiry into the investigation?
Well, we're working closely with Jim Jordan's on the Oversight Committee, but he's also going to be chairman of the Judiciary Committee. We have so many investigations that will be ongoing because there's been no oversight over the past 2 years of the Biden administration. So we're having to catch up, and anything pertaining to the DOJ and FBI will be in Judiciary. But when we find stuff out, we turn it over, obviously, to the Judiciary Committee. And what I find just amazing is that when the laptop guy gave the computer to the FBI, they were under the assumption that there were no copies, that that was it. And so they basically just sat on it. They you know, locked it up somewhere and thought, well, this story went away. And they didn't realize that there were three other copies. And that is compelling evidence of wrongdoing in the FBI, that something of this magnitude would go uninvestigated. And it's not just the stuff that Joe Biden has potentially done. The stuff that Hunter Biden's done on there that we can't even talk about because it's so bad. And you know exactly what I'm talking about, John, with the, you know, with the human trafficking aspect and all of that. I mean, it is so bad what's on there. Any other human being in the United States would already be in jail if their last name wasn't Biden.
Yeah, such an important point and so much to be dug into in the new year. You've got some whistleblowers and some witnesses lined up, interviews. Hunter Biden likely to be summoned as a witness, correct?
We're going to do everything in our ability to hear from Hunter Biden. Honestly, the people and the information that I want first are those bank violations and the bank records, because we pretty much know which living expenses Hunter was supposedly paying for his father, Joe. And remember, Hunter's only income was the influence peddling schemes from China, Russia, and Ukraine. So when the White House will inevitably say, well, Joe Biden wasn't benefiting from Hunter's shady business dealings, there's going to be, well, wait a minute. Now, who was paying for this and who was paying for that? How did the president afford this? Who paid for that? And that's why we need the bank records and the bank violations. I was very specific at the press conference and very transparent with the American people on this is what we're looking for specifically. This isn't a fishing expedition. We have every reason to believe that Hunter Biden was paying for living expenses for Joe Biden, a significant amount of living expenses, and we want to verify that.
Yeah, and that's why those bank records are so important, correct?
That's I mean, the bank records are the most important thing. The bank records, the bank violations. And remember, John, the Democrats have set a precedent on this. They filed suit and won in forcing the president, former President Trump, to have to turn over his tax records. So the Democrats have already set a precedent for bank records and tax records. Prior to Joe Biden changing the rules on the suspicious activity reports, any committee in Congress could have access to those suspicious activity reports. So there's already a precedent there for the oversight committee to have both the bank violations and the bank records.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yep. Democrats are going to be in that category. Watch what you wish for pretty soon.
That's right.
Real quick, I want to turn to something. I know it's in Jim Jordan's lane normally, but at an earlier time, the House Oversight Committee did a great investigation of the IRS targeting scandal, going after unfairly nonprofits that were conservative. One of the men that was fingered in that investigation is Jack Smith, the man now named to be the special prosecutor to pursue Trump. When you look at Smith's overall behavior, trying to pressure the IRS to go after conservative groups, later a team indicting the Virginia governor, Republican Bob McDonnell, and then being reversed on by the Supreme Court for over-interpreting the law. Does this guy seem like the best candidate to be a special counsel investigating Donald Trump?
Not at all. And just when you think the DOJ can't get any more politicized, they do this. I mean, it's really sad and discouraging to the rank and file employees at the DOJ, the rank and file FBI agents in America, how politicized and unfair and biased the leaders at the DOJ and FBI have become. And hopefully that's something at the end of the day in a Republican majority we can somehow change, because we've got to restore confidence in our Department of Justice and our FBI as a nation. And it's impossible with the current leadership. At the very least, we need new leadership at the top at DOJ and FBI, but we also need reforms. We can't just put new people in there. We're going to have to make a lot of reforms, and that's something that lots of committees in Congress are going to be working on this next session.
You're going to delve deep into the border issues involving Mayorkas and the entire gang that's there. Tell us a little bit about what you've learned already about the border and the lack of truth that Americans have been getting from their own government.
Well, my committee has been to the border twice as a committee. And then, of course, we have members like Andy Biggs, Gosar, Pat Fallon, Michael Cloud that represent border states, Yvette Harrell in New Mexico. And, you know, this is it's just unbelievable what's going on down there. I mean, you basically have the Secretary of Homeland Security telling the Border Patrol agents to stand down. And you've turned them into the welcoming committee instead of the border agents. When Donald Trump was president, they were in charge of Border Patrol. Under Joe Biden, they've become the welcoming committee to anyone from anywhere in the world who wants to come to the United States. So we've had whistleblowers from Border Patrol come forward. We obviously have some of the most vocal opponents to the president's current border policy, which is an open border policy, on our committee. And this is something that we're going to play a huge role from an investigative standpoint. You know, John, the press tried to say, well, the only thing the Republicans are going to investigate is Hunter Biden, which, you know, again, this is a Joe Biden investigation. But at the end of the day, we're going to have about 40 ongoing investigations in the House Oversight Committee. That's why I'm farming some stuff out to Jim Jordan. In judiciary, we're farming some stuff out to, you know, the Intelligence Committee and the Foreign Affairs Committee. At the end of the day, we can have several credible investigations ongoing at one time when we will. So obviously the Biden family influence peddling is going to be a major investigation. Now we've announced today the border policy and the decisions of Mayorkas are going to be a major focal point of an investigation, and we're going to be announcing more as we lead up to January 3rd.
Yeah, such important. In fact, very important oversight letters were sent to Homeland today. They really lay out just how bad the situation has gotten and the connection between fentanyl and all the people dying of poisonings around this country and that open border. I think a lot of people were applauding those letters as they saw them today. Congressman, last question. As we head into the holidays, there's a lot of concern about the state of the economy, maybe a rail strike on the horizon, a diesel shortage clearly on the horizon, inflation out of control. What can Republicans do to try to rein in some spending and bring down that inflation?
You know, the Democrats are saying, why don't the Republicans pass a bill to stop inflation? Well, number one, the Democrats passed a bill they called the Inflation Reduction Act, which increased spending, which made inflation worse. The best thing the government can do to reduce inflation is stop spending unnecessarily. And that's what Republicans are going to do. We're going to put the brakes on the spending. So that's a major policy coming out of the Republican majority. And you know, unfortunately, with respect to inflation, the Federal Reserve is going to continue to have to keep raising interest rates. So we're paying the price for Biden's big spending spree and Pelosi's big spending spree. And I think, you know, from a oversight standpoint, we're going to try to identify specific programs, specific bureaucracies, specific agencies that can be cut or even better, eliminated. We're going to try to implement that Holman rule. We're going to do everything we can to try to reduce spending, which is the number one government reaction to trying to reduce inflation, is to reduce spending. So we're essentially going to take the exact opposite approach of what Biden and the Democrats have done to reduce inflation.
By the way, the approach you'll be taking will be the one the economists know works. Actually, you shrink spending, you shrink inflation, but the Democrats seem to have that backwards.
They did, yeah.
Sir, great honor to have you on the show. A lot of moving parts. Really appreciate the update.
John, appreciate all the great work you do.
You as well, sir. God bless you. Have a good one.
Thanks.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after these messages. Hey, folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a 4-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right, you heard me right, 4 years for $30. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special, 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us /justnews. Hey folks, if you're a homeowner and you're like me, you want to protect your home, right? But when's the last time you checked on the title to your home? If you never have, listen to this. A new report on homeowners shows we all now have $16 trillion in equity. That's an all-time high in America. That's why you need protection from a scam the FBI calls house stealing. That's when the equity in all of our homes is the target, sadly, of scammers. If nobody's watching the title to your home, these scammers can transfer your title to their name, take out loans, and your equity could be gone. Poof, gone. You have to protect your equity from this despicable crime right now with triple lock protection from my good friends at HomeTitleLock.com. The first step is to check on your home's title to see if it's still in your name. Sign up with your address at HomeTitleLock.com and be sure to use the promo code JUSTNEWS. They're going to send you a complete title scan of your home's title and your first 30 days of triple lock home title protection. That's legendary protection, by the way. It's free. HomeTitleLock.com. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS. One more time, go to HomeTitleLock.com today and protect your most important asset, the equity in your home. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. Always excited to have this next guest on. He is a voice of reason in a sea of insanity in Washington, always working to protect the American taxpayer, to shrink government, protect liberty, and he's always got solutions to it. It isn't just about highlighting what's wrong. He's always on the front lines offering a solution. He is Congressman Ralph Norman from the great state of South Carolina. Congressman, welcome to the show. Glad to have you on.
Well, so honored to be on your program, John. Thank you.
You do so many interesting things, and I don't think a lot of Americans know this, but it'll be a full quarter century now, 26 consecutive years, in which Congress hasn't funded the government on time. They didn't get a budget done by the budget deadline, and it'll be the fifth year in a row where there's not been a single funding bill that's been signed into law. So the budget disciplinary process, it is gone. You have a solution called the No Pay for Congressional Recklessness Act. Tell us what you're going to do to force your colleagues finally to have some budget discipline.
Well, overall, John, we're in a situation now of really no return. This country's in trouble. The budgeting process, the spending, which is outlandish, and as you mentioned, 26 consecutive years that we haven't funded government. 1997 is the last time that we had our went through the appropriations process and actually had a bill. It's just time to take action on something and highlight things. And what my bill, which is the Congressional Recklessness Act, reduces all of our pay 1% per day that we are in a continuing resolution. And for your listeners, all that means is you're debating and don't have a budget in place when we've had all year to come up with it. Our budget year ends September 30th, and the new budget starts, of course, October 1. And not to have having a continuing resolutions through December, which is Christmas, holidays, and it just puts a bind on and it's used as leverage for a party to get what they want. But more importantly, it just destroys this country. The leases that have to be made out to for a short period of time. It's insane. So bottom line, as in the private sector, we deal with every day. If you don't do the work, you don't get paid. And my bill just says you take for every day that we go into a CR, we're going to deduct 1% of the salary. And by the way, the math on that, we all make $174,000 a year, Senate and House. It works out to $476 per day. So you do the math, it's right at $5. So it's not going to break anybody, but it puts some consequences to not doing our job. So that's the main focus on it.
Isn't that amazing? The idea that there hasn't been a consequence is why this system has been allowed to spin out of control for so long. And when we have this herky-jerky, unplanned budgeting, it seems like that's where we get into all of these incredible wasteful expenditures because no one's vetting it. No one even knows what's in the bill because you're rushing to get it done before Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve, which has happened in years past. Do you think that if Republicans get back in control, that there will be a return to discipline, that they're going to make sure that people have time to read the bills, they know what's in it, pork is identified, and you hit your deadlines? Do you think there's that commitment up and down the caucus?
I know on the Freedom Caucus it is. It came up in our caucus meeting today where we said we want to, before leadership, we elect leadership, we want to know what your vision is. What are you going to do? People are tired of words. They want action. And we want to know, are you going to balance the budget? This 20-year and 25-year pie-in-the-sky budgets, it's not going to happen. The RSC came up with a 7-year budget that involves cuts. And just like you and I and those who run a business know on a daily basis, you can't keep spending. And in the real world, if you had a money manager that had lost $30 trillion for you, that had been late coming up with the math to show you how you arrived at that for 26 years, I think you'd fire them.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you'd have to. So there's got to be consequences, and this is just the first step. And I, you know, we have three co-sponsors on my particular bill now, and I think we'll get more. Now, will it ever see the light of day? I don't know, but I know if I don't put it up, it definitely won't see the light of day. So I'm excited about it. It highlights it. And I know our Freedom Caucus is all in favor of, would be of this. And really, there's no magic in the 1%. If, you know, I can make the argument that it ought to be much higher, 10, 15%, because and along with this, you know, you can't, we prohibit any member using funds for travel. Except to D.C. You can't go off on a junket and spend taxpayers' money.
Wow. That's going to put a hurt on some people.
Yeah. Yeah, they use taxpayers' money. If they want to spend their own money, that's fine. But it just goes back to the basic fact. If you're bankrupt, you can't – it cuts everything else off. And same thing with our country. We're at the end of the runway when it comes to fiscal responsibility, and this just puts consequences to it.
Yeah, it does. It does indeed. Speaking of consequences, the last 24 hours, 6 Republican states, including your great state of South Carolina, have sued Joe Biden to block the student loan forgiveness plan, arguing it's both illegal and it disproportionately harms working class Americans. Another example of states exercising their federalism, their state rights, going to the court. They've been winning. These states have been winning like 90% of their cases every time they challenge Joe Biden for overreach. The idea that maybe we can block this in the courts is, I think, growing in excitement. The weird part is that the case cites West Virginia versus EPA. We just had a Supreme Court ruling that told Joe Biden no more overreach. If there's no congressional law, you can't do it. And then he goes and does it again. Will this be the case where the Supreme Court or a court gives a more serious warning to the president that, hey, the judiciary's told you stop doing this?
I sure hope so, because if there's ever a case that the Supreme Court ought to step in, it's this one. This is done for trying to maintain power by this administration. They know they're underwater with the American people. And but just think about this, you know, going up to $20,000 to pay for every taxpayer to be burdened with paying for schooling that many didn't get. And particularly when we're in the crisis that we're in with our deficit. And so, you know, Biden is tone deaf, and it's not him, it's the cabal that's running this country that is causing all this. They have backed us in a corner in so many different issues. You know, you look at the problems we have with, you know, the invasion we have on the border, you know, the drugs that are coming across, the lawlessness, all the above. We have so many bullets coming our way. And it's time to take them to court. And they have weaponized the judicial system against the average American. We've got to do the same against our government.
Yeah, and that's clearly what the states are doing. You have an attorney general there who's really spent a lot of great time coming up with lawsuits that have had great providence in succeeding. They're working. And I think the courts have become the counterbalance to this executive overreach. It's really fascinating to watch. You have always been on the front lines of warning about the impending threat of China, the real threat of China. A very important letter that you sent in the last few days to the Justice Department asking for an investigation of a longtime Democratic operative. I've known him well for years, John Podesta, former chief of staff to President Biden. He seems to show up every time there's a Democratic president. He's back in the White House. He joins the White House. You found something really interesting about his China connections, Huawei, and something Biden did as soon as John Podesta got back in the White House. Tell us about this letter and why it's so important.
Well, if you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. And John Podesta's been around a long time. He's a Hillary Clinton supporter. And basically, we want information on John Podesta's brother. And, you know, John Podesta is he's newly appointed. They've created a slot for him as an advisor on clean energy and innovation and implementation. And the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, is a part of that. He was appointed September 2nd, and it's ironic that it's less than a week prior to when the Biden administration had a rollback on the restrictions on Huawei, which is a communication telecommunications corporation. And so when you look at what John Podesta's brother did, he was paid $1 million. And Huawei did that. And Tony Podesta is John Podesta's brother. Tony, I think I said John, but Tony Podesta got $1 million in 2021 to lobby the Biden administration. And so we're asking for all the records on that. And how is that not a violation, an ethics violation? And we, of course, have not gotten anything back, but, you know, we're going to keep writing the letters, and he's got to document this. And if this isn't, again, a violation, particularly with John Podesta's new role, he's going to oversee a budget of over $370 billion. And that's a lot of money. And China is not our friend. They're our enemy. And this administration is in lockstep with turning this country basically over to China. And we got to stop it and reveal it.
Yeah, it's significant to note that on multiple occasions in the last few years, the U.S. intelligence community has warned Congress, warned the American public that Huawei has some ill intention in terms of spreading its technology across the United States. So Huawei's on the front line of being watched by our intelligence community as potentially an arm or an aider and abettor of China, Communist China's technological efforts. And here's a guy whose brother in brother's lobbying firm was working for Huawei to try to reverse that storyline, reverse those sanctions. I know we have so much attention on Russia, Ukraine for all the right ideas. We always have to keep an eye on Iran and North Korea. China seems like it's the single biggest threat that we have to constantly stay focused on. Do you think, one, the intelligence community is doing a good job keeping Congress up to speed on what China's doing? And is official Washington putting enough attention on countering malign Chinese influence?
No, we've got to have. I mean, this administration has basically sat on any information about what the CCP is doing. And to put John Podesta managing that much money, he sits on the board of the China-United States Exchange Foundation, which is was funded by the China, which is just a propaganda that they put off in our universities. And there's so many fronts that China is basically seeing a green light with this rogue administration. Look at what they're doing in the Pacific and the Indian Ocean. They're mining that. And, you know, when a time when electric cars are being pushed, guess what? Electric cars need batteries. Guess who makes has most of the minerals that go in batteries? China. And they're doing this with controlling the two seas. So it's so many things that that China is doing. We haven't been kept up to speed, like we haven't been kept up to speed on the virus. To even question it has been met with a complete lack of transparency by this administration. But, you know, that's our job, to shed the light on it. China is not our friend, and the more we get away from being dependent on them, the better off we'll be. But this administration has no intent to do that, unfortunately.
It really seems that way. It's just really remarkable, the reversal of so many of the things that every FBI agent I've talked to in the last year is so concerned that right after Director Chris Wray gave a speech at the Reagan Library saying, hey, China's our greatest threat, they closed down the China Initiative investigation to stop the spies who've been coming in through academic institutions. It just seems like even when the warnings are made by the intelligence agencies, this administration has turned a blind eye to it. It's pretty stunning. I want to get to FBI whistleblowers quickly, because you have been one of the most eloquent voices warning about what we're seeing. We have this whistleblower come out. We got his whistleblower complaint. He says that they're misusing the SWAT teams, the tactical teams, to go arrest people on misdemeanor cases, mostly January 6th defendants, for shock and awe. Then a couple days later, the Unabomber task force leader, the guy who captured the Unabomber, one of the most violent terrorists, said, I didn't even need a tactical team for that guy. We're abusing this. We got to stop it. Do you think Chris Wray is getting any pressure, meaningful pressure, to stop some of the things that are going on in the FBI right now?
No, because he got the full support of this administration. He's been put in a position that he is exploiting what's happened to this country. I mean, we're doing a study on everybody that's been either had their cell phone taken, their house raided, and this just didn't happen to President Trump. I mean, look at all the people. Mike Lindell, he's a mattress manufacturer. Look at James O'Keefe, Project Veritas. It just happens that all the conservatives from start to bottom have been conservatives who have raised questions, legitimate questions, about the direction this country is headed with giving it away to China. And they've weaponized the judicial system, and they've weaponized the FBI. It's going to take a full cleaning. And there are a lot of good agents within the FBI. But what's happening now is simply not acceptable. And this is what they do in communist countries, that the fear factor is what this administration is intent on. And they don't have any intentions of letting up. So I think we're up to 25 from start to bottom that they have that we're going to publish what they do and why they've been harassed. And that's all it is. Why do you think they're hiring 87,000 IRS agents? They won't. The Clemson football stadium won't hold them all. The only prerequisite, they're going to carry a gun. They're not accountants. It's just harassment. And so that's what we've got to. So we've got to protest and make sure the American people don't buy it. And to Kevin McCarthy's credit, he's going to. We got to defund missions like this. That is the only way you do it is defund it and stop it.
Yeah, the old Holman rule may be coming back, the budget rule that allows you to defund an individual office bureaucrat or a program. That could be a really powerful tool. It hasn't been used really since the Civil War, but if that gets resurrected in Congress, that could be a really significant new power that Congress uses. Two things we've learned in the last couple of days about the far-reaching efforts of Big Brother government. Yesterday morning, we had a story revealing these are documents from the United States government, the FBI and other law enforcement agencies. By the way, all the way from the FBI, all the way down to local police, are buying Americans' geospatial phone data and tracking their whereabouts. Sometimes it's done for science. CDC is doing it. Sometimes it's done to solve law enforcement crisis. In all cases, these phone records have been gathered without a warrant, without court approval. It seems like the telecommunications law haven't kept up with the telecommunications market. Are you concerned about the purchasing of these records to track Americans, and could Congress intervene to create a solution for it?
Yes, it is. Yes, I'm very concerned about it. And again, this is just the harassment that this administration is intent on furthering what they're doing to scare Americans. They want to force their way into getting whatever they want, which is a socialistic government-run country. And America is not built on that. And, you know, you take in Scott Perry's case. I mean, they tracked him down. Took his cell phone. Look at what everybody knows about Trump, where they went in and wouldn't let anybody there to examine what could have been planted as evidence. And you look at Mike Lindell, you go down the list. It's invasion of privacy. It's a violation of the Constitution. And again, we just got to stop it and raise the issue with the American people. So many people are scared to say anything. But not now, because the ones that have been harassed, in the case of the January 6th, people that are jailed, no trial, no right to have an attorney, that's wrong. And so we've got to keep the pressure on. And unfortunately, we got another 2 years of this, but we will put handcuffs on this administration when we take the House and the Senate and stop a lot of what he's been able to do with the Justice Department, with the FBI.
Yeah, the power of the purse is so powerful that people forget how important that is to Congress. And when exercised right, it could stop a lot of the abuses that are out there. Congressman, our hearts and thoughts are with all the residents, the great citizens of South Carolina. I know you're going through the difficult storm. When we come on the backside of Ian, all the destruction that we're seeing in Florida, what you're going through now, what can America do to help each of the states, including your great state, get back on its feet?
Well, the main thing we will do, and you'll see it with the co-ops and electric companies sending their crews down to restore power. You know, the people that are hit, the wind damage, Totally separate issue is the flooding, which is more of a money problem because of the issues that it is long-term, does long-term damage with mold, mildew, and things like that. But you'll see power crews go out from other states. Our state will probably have wind damage. Luckily, it's been downgraded to a tropical storm. So hopefully we won't pick back up steam once it goes back to the ocean and back. But as Americans do, we help other Americans in a time of crisis. And I tell you, Johnny, it points to the fact that we've got to prioritize, you know, where our dollars are spent. If there's ever a time for dollars to be allocated to help states like this, it's now. You don't continue sending money to Ukraine and to other countries. You stop that and put priorities in place, which hopefully we can do.
I think that is coming. Congressman, it's always an honor to have you on this show and to hear your great wisdom. Look forward to having you on soon, and good luck on the recovery in the great state of South Carolina.
Thank you for all you're doing, John. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after these messages. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you, because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000, or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD, and find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653, gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. All right, folks, welcome back for the commercial break. It's hard to believe, but that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. I'm really grateful that each of you could join today. Now, one reminder, a lot of people say, hey, John, do you have an app at the Just the News? And the answer is we sure do. And not only do we have an app, it's in the Apple Store. It's also in the Android Store. It allows you to take the Just the News experience and go in three different ways. You can watch our videos and television shows. You can listen to this podcast and many others like it, like Victor Davis Hanson, or you can read the stories that we do a day, 50, 60, 70 stories a day of the breaking news, investigative reporting, accountability reporting. Go to the iOS App Store or the Android Store today. Download the Just the News app. Read, watch, listen. Three great ways to experience the Just the News content and to join the Just the News family. And if you really want to get involved with the family and say, hey, I want to support your investigative reporting, John Solomon. I want to support the great reporters and the producers and the bookers and everybody that works to make the Just the News experience possible. You can do something really inexpensive that makes a big difference. All you got to do is join the Just the News VIP club. That's right. What do you get for the VIP club? First off, ad-free experience on the website and on your newsletters. No ads, no dancing videos, no autoplay videos. An ad-free experience on Just the News 24/7. Plus, once a month, you get to hang out with me at justthenews.com. We have a town hall. I sit and answer your questions for an hour. We talk about issues you care about. We cover topics that the other media aren't covering. It's an incredible experience to join the family, the immediate family of the Just the News team. Great opportunity. Sometimes we bring in our reporters. It's always a delightful time. If you want to get involved in that, go to justthenews.com/subscribe. justthenews.com/subscribe. Quick way to get into the club. It's $4.99 a month, $44.99 a year. Great way to support our journalism, make a difference, and get an enormous benefit yourself. So go check it out today. All right. Have a great night. God bless you. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy, and most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews.